Well, it is, of course, a problem if it is enforced. I mean, enforced unemployment is one of the most unpleasant aspects of our present political and economic crisis in the world. Some nations suffer more from it than others, but all of the developed nations suffer from it very badly. And, of course, I would say probably every underdeveloped nation suffers from it chronically to a terrible extent. So it is a major problem. There's a terrible, terrible wastage of human potential. Now, mankind, I believe, is only beginning to scratch the surface of its potential. But it takes leisure in order for this potential to be developed. At the moment, only very exceptional people have the full leisure to develop their creative potential. In the first place, work has to be shared. I think we're entering a process, and this is already underway in some countries, where because of unemployment, because of the reader, we're entering a new industrial revolution. The computer and all the evolution of that computer technology is creating a condition in which work will be more and more relegated to machines. This is already happening. They're used to saying, well, you know, man should do this work of machines. Man shouldn't do the work of machines. Machine should do the work which is mechanical, and man should do the creative work which needs his creative flair and genius to do. But he has to know what that is, and that takes leisure to find out. I believe that the principle of sharing is the key to the whole future process of men, not only in bringing about equality in the world and justice in the world and making sure that we don't destroy ourselves, but also by creating the conditions in which all of humanity will be given the opportunity, for the first time on a mass scale, to develop its own potential. The sharing of resources means precisely that, sharing. The Christ, in one of his messages, says, let me take you into a world in which no man lacks, in which no 2 days are alike, in which the joy of brotherhood manifests through all men. Now that in which no man lacks, in which no 2 days are alike, has for me an unbelievable ring of promise. A day in which no 2 days are alike, when you're not standing at a machine sort of pulling a lever or putting a little, you know, cylinder onto another cylinder, you know, day in, day out, hour after hour, but in which day after day your whole full creative potential is brought forward and called upon and given expression. And that is the kind of creative life which I see ahead for humanity as the result of the principle of sharing. But it needs the principle of sharing to provide the wherewithal for all people to do this, to give leisure to all.